This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, Tigers, what a game yesterday. A get-right game. I mean, first of all, most importantly, a win and another shutout win. Back-to-back 3-0 wins for the Tigers. They're now up 2-1 in the series. And you think about all the guys that people were questioning all came through. Guys that were, hey, we need this guy to step up or that guy to step up. Well, Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, Colt Keith, and Tyler Holton all answered the bell yesterday, which is awesome. It's awesome because when you get to this point in the season, it's not about what you've done. It's about what you do next. Mm-hmm. And those guys answered the bell. I mean, there's two of your three RBIs. There's Holton, who's really the only pitcher that's been roughed up, getting a 1-2-3 ninth. I mean, this has been, continues to be just incredible. 248-539-9797. Sean's in Farmington, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Sean.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Longtime caller. First postseason game I went to yesterday. Man, the atmosphere was unreal. It just felt like we are meant to be here. I know that, you know, everybody keeps bringing up the past and how we had a chance and such a slim chance. But honestly, we're here. We're on fire. We're playing with confidence, and that's how baseball should be played. Going into tonight, after leaving tomorrow, I feel really confident. And even if we lose, I still feel confident because this team has faced so much adversity. And, you know, when push comes to shove, they find a way. They're playing with a lot of heart. They're playing with a lot of energy. And at this point, I really feel like we can beat anyone. I was talking to somebody yesterday at the game, and he's like, "Do you think it's sustainable, like what we're doing with pitching?" And I was like, "I mean, it is. I mean, the pitchers are coming in fresh. They're pitching with heart. They're pitching with everything that they got. Even if they go one inning or two innings, it doesn't matter. This is playoff baseball, but we've been doing it for some time now, leading into playoff baseball, and we're like, you know, it's our thing. We don't need multiple starting pitchers. We just needed pitchers that have heart, that play with passion, and that's what they're doing.
Well, it's sustainable exciting. In a playoff format because you have days off in between games. Now, today is the first time, in the divisional series that you'll play the back-to-back games. It's the only time in the divisional series you'll play back-to-back games. And to that point, that's why it's sustainable for the playoffs. It's not for a regular season, yet they did it for 2 months, which is crazy to think. But
yeah.
I have to believe they're going to go back to being a more conventional team next year. But that's next year.
It's funny because you don't want to even talk. You, and I'm not criticizing you at all. You don't want to talk about the next game. You are so locked into AJ's mantra. I don't want to talk about next year. I don't want to talk about the offseason. I just want to talk about how this team wins a World Series. And they've got a legitimate chance. You're right, Sean. They have a legitimate chance to win a World Series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was looking at the Royals and the Yankees game, and like somebody was asking me, like, oh, who would you rather play? I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. You know, when these boys are on fire, they're on fire. And that's what they're doing. And, you know, I'm so happy to see it. None of us expected this. And the city is just thriving. I got a small business in Detroit, so I'm happy that this is happening right now. It's doing good for business. So thanks for answering my call, guys. Go Tigers.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Not going to lie, though. I was watching the Yankees-Royals game last night, hoping that the Royals are going to come back and win.
So, I mean, I looked it up because it's very relevant to us. The Tigers played the Royals 13 times this year. They went 6-7. They played the Yankees 6 times, went 2-4. If they have the good fortune to advance beyond that, and the Tigers took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers, they took 2 out of 3 from the Mets. I don't, the Padres, they dropped
1-2.
They went 1-2 against. I mean, this might not be any way relevant, but it's just important to note. And those were Tiger teams that weren't this team. Like, this is a completely different team. So they were competitive against everybody.
Well, they beat the Yankees 2 out of 3, right?
They beat the Yankees.
With this team.
With this team, yes. If you go back to when did they play them?
We start like from August 11th.
And by this team, we mean this last 2 months.
The stretch here from August 11th, you know, who they played the Yankees. And I think they went, didn't they go 2-1?
I have to go back and double check it. On August 16th, they lost to the Yankees 3-0. They beat them on Saturday after that 4-0, and they won the 10-inning game. That was the Williamsport game that I thought signified the turnaround. The truth is they'd won five of six going into that Sunday night game at Williamsport.
And then you go back to Kansas City since August 11th.
So this iteration of Tigers swept Kansas City.
You're right.
I mean, it's almost like we said these season records are irrelevant, just the way the stats, their season stats are irrelevant.
Yeah. It's just, what are you doing now? Mm-hmm. And right now they're playing fantastic baseball. And yes, they could beat anybody. You throw any team out there right now, they could beat them. The team that's there, it's Cleveland. Can they beat Cleveland tonight? Can they get this done? The answer is yes, they can get it done. And we're going to be watching. You know, it's going to be nerve-wracking. You're going to have that pit in your stomach. But hopefully they got to the start like they did yesterday. You get a run in the first inning. Wow. Things, all of a sudden, you're breathing easier. Get off to a great start.
I love this. We got from a listener, Garth, who's listening in Scotland. What's up, Garth? I should have you read this in Scottish.
I can't. Well,
it's English, it's tough. But you don't do the Scottish accent.
It's tough.
All right. Here's what Garth writes.
Start to gargle things in it.
Yeah. Where am I at with the Tigers? My default is complete confidence that they will take care of business tonight. But it's this unshakable confidence that is also making me feel nervous. So I guess I'm nervously confident. That's from Garth.
Yep.
He's so confident it's making him nervous.
Yes. I understand.
I do too. 248-539-9797. Matt in Commerce, where are you with the Tigers?
Hey, man, you guys got to me quick. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Can you hear me okay? I got you on headphones.
No, we got you.
Okay, man. So I got to tell you, first of all, you guys are the best in the business, and what you're doing is nothing short of the Lord's work, because you cannot get coverage on this team. I mean, the Lions kind of got popular nationally, I'll say, finally. I think Dan Campbell and all the bravado and the WWE effect kind of plays into that. But this team is nowhere. Like, you cannot get their coverage anywhere.
Have you watched MLB Network, Matt?
Yeah, MLB does it.
Yep. MLB Network's been pretty good. I mean, here's what you got to consider. Yeah. There are two New York teams still in the postseason.
I know.
And that's going to, you know, and Los Angeles, that's going to drown out everybody else. The Tigers, as far as I'm concerned, you don't need to talk about the Tigers. What's going on is working, but I think MLB Network does the best job of including us in the storyline.
I'll give you MLB Network, and I think they do a good job.
Okay, cool.
But I went to ESPN.com, and maybe you can pull this up, one of you two, Gator, if you want to pull it up on your phone or something. You can go through the whole homepage of ESPN.com, and you will see everything from Rafael Nadal's retirement to the WNBA playoffs. You'll even scroll down far enough to find a segment that is called Postseason Magic in the MLB. And it's got a picture of Shohei Ohtani and a picture of Aaron Judge. And it's talking about those two series. How can you have a Postseason Magic segment on your website as ESPN and you don't even show this team with the $18 million payroll? Doesn't that make more Postseason Magic sense? You know what I mean? It's just like, I mean, I get a bit tired of the bit, but the Detroit versus everybody, I'm feeling it, and I'm pumped for tonight.
Well, they got seven headlines on the baseball homepage, and you have to go down to the sixth one before you see anything about the Tigers.
On ESPN's main front page,
they have a story about Jameson Williams.
They've got all kinds of stories, and they've got the Tigers Guardians under my games, but it's because I follow the Tigers. Right. But there I could go. Also
now,
read.
I was going to say, I don't know if there's like an algorithm effect where it's different for all of our phones. I don't know if their website works that way, but I think you get my point. And it's just irritating. And it's like, I don't want to be a woe is me, but it's like, and right now I have my TV paused on that show where they all yell at each other all day on one of the popular sports networks. And the bottom ticker says, are Yankees in prime position to reach World Series ? Coming up next. Like, they still have to play another series, you guys. Right. And it might be Cleveland. Maybe it will. Dude, like, it might be Detroit.
I'm watching last night and I was watching on the True Network. I was going back and forth because I had different other shows I was watching. But at one point, they ran a promo for the postseason. And it was, I don't know if this is what he said earlier, but it was only Yankees Dodgers with like 10 shots of Shohei and Aaron Judge back. They kept flashing back to him. I'm like,
Where's the Jake Rogers law?
Yeah, right.
Showy.
Where's Jake Rogers? Where's my Tyler Holton?
Aaron Judge, Tyler Holton.
But it was literally just those two in it. And I'm like, is this just because they're promoting this? No, wait a minute. No, it's the American and National League they're showing here, but they're only showing, now, given the two biggest stars in the game without question, but that's all you're showing.
Keep it up.
No Bobby Witt Jr.
Keep it up.
No Fernando Tatis or no Tarek Skubal, none of that.
Keep it up.
No Jose Ramirez.
Gator, if you're selling stars, I can kind of get Ohtani, Judge. I get it. Those guys are the biggest stars in baseball. But I saw one of those, you know, yelling at each other shows that the caller was mentioning about. And the topic they had was, are the Mets a team of destiny? The Mets? Have you looked at the Tigers' payroll? You mentioned this playoff roster is $18 million. The highest paid player is Colt Keith.
248-539-9797. Hey, before they announce who the starter is, let's take 10 texts right now. Who's going to... Who's the Tigers' starting pitcher today? Who you think starts this game tonight, actually, that you'll hear here on 97.1 The Ticket? I want remember to sign your text, first 10 texts. Who do you think starting this game?